And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are very often sins against the Eighth Commandment which one doesn't hear too much, but which is nevertheless present in people's lives. Very often people are blind to it because one of the principal effects of sin is blindness. And regarding some of those sins against the Eighth Commandment, we see among them boasting, in which people do something that is bad, but they boast to their friends or to whoever, or they brag about them, the sins that they've committed, even though they couch them in ways that are such that it appears as good. So you don't hear people confessing bragging too much. Pride is a distinct sin from bragging. Pride is when one overestimates one's own excellence. Bragging is the effect of pride when one says things that are above and beyond the truth. Or as when a person boasts of sin, he acts as if the sin is good. Another sin against the Eighth Commandment you don't hear too often is flattery. This is when people say nice things to other people in order to get things from them, which is a form of using people. Or sometimes they'll compliment them or say nice things to them when there's no foundation for the compliment, and this is rooted in human respect. Another sin against the Eighth Commandment is hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, of course, is when one says one thing but does another. How many traditionalists criticize various members of the magisterium for being disobedient, but they themselves have a hard time following the legitimate commands of their parish priest or bishop? How many of them take the time to make sure that what they teach is correct? For instance, you go into chat rooms and very often people rush in and state things when they are not properly educated, and yet they criticize others for saying things that are false. Sometimes trads act like they know more than they do because they wish to be an authority. Meanwhile, they cannot obey the legitimate commands of their own, of those who are in authority above them, that is, their superiors. Sometimes you see sins against the Eighth Commandment, taking the form of exaggerating. This is when people stretch the truth. And somehow people think that that's not a lie because you're kind of stretching the truth. It's still based on the truth. But in point in fact, it's still a lie. St. Thomas says truth lies in the mean. And what he means by that is that truth lies between not saying a thing greater than it is and not saying a thing less than it is. And so a sin against the Eighth Commandment, which is by excess, is when we exaggerate something, and in this case, it becomes false. When we do say something which is false by defect, that is, it is not as true as it, or it doesn't reach the degree of truth that it needs to, we call this irony. This is saying things than they less than they are. And usually this is about oneself. Irony is a great temptation to those who become more advanced in the spiritual life to downplay even what they know to be their good attributes. St. Thomas says that this is in fact sinful. Not that you're supposed to go around manifesting your virtues to everybody to make sure that they know it, but rather he says that it's permissible to hide one's excellence and manifest one's defects. That is considered acceptable. But if a person has a virtue and one denies it, that's a sin. Sarcasm and fail to restore another person's good name after one has detracted or been contumacious is also a sin against the Eighth Commandment. You don't hear people too often confessing the fact that they don't restore people's good name, and yet I doubt that many people, after they have detracted or been contumacious, actually restore the person's good name. How often do we criticize some bishop or even the Holy Father sarcastically, that is, without reverence, which is contrary to piety, and how often have we done so and not restored the good name of the person we have slandered? Very often, the slander and things of this sort are rooted in a rash judgment in which people tend to rush in and judge things based on little criteria, as St. Thomas says, in which a person doesn't have sufficient criteria to determine what a person's sin is, and yet they rush in and say this person is this or that. So very often you hear people say the Holy Father is a formal heretic. Well, wait a minute. To say formal means you have to have access into the person's interior life, and only God has that, and those to whom a special revelation has been given. But I doubt that applies to most people. How often do we say things against those in authority without thinking of the impact it is having on the faith of others around us? Sometimes we do it just because we want to feel good about venting the suffering that we're undergoing because things are so bad in the church. Another sin against the 8th commandment, which you don't hear too often, is the spreading of rumors. This is sinful when it is harmful to another's reputation or to other people's faith and things of this sort. It is not always sinful to tell somebody which detracts against another person's good name, but three conditions must be present in order to licitly do so. One, it must be necessary. And by necessary, we won't mean that I will feel better by doing it. We mean that it's necessary for the person who needs to know the information for their spiritual well-being. Second, it has to be just, which means it neither exaggerates nor it commits irony in the sense that it lessens what the person's done, but is proportionate to what they've done. And third, it has to proceed from charity, that is, love of God. One is doing this for the sake of God's glory, not for one's desire to vent. Rumor mongering and going around and trying to get information about other people and what's going on, when it is actually disturbing of our spiritual life very often, it doesn't have any impact on our spiritual life, is a sign of spiritual shallowness. Another sin against the 8th commandment is listening with pleasure while others are being criticized. Again, we see this when among traditionalists, when bishops and the Pope are criticized, people will take a certain joy in it. When in point of fact, we should have sorrow. Even if what is said is necessary, the fact that it is true should sorrow us, not give us a certain pleasure in the fact that the person's being keel-hauled. Failure to stop those of your company from their detraction, gossiping, and rumor-mongering when you should is also a sin against the 8th commandment. It's a sin of negligence. Another sin against the 8th commandment is sometimes when we need to know the information, but other times it doesn't aid us spiritually. That is, we seek information which is actually harmful to our spiritual lives. And so we have to be careful about this. Reflect on these and make sure you do not succumb to these sins. And if you do, make sure you get to confession. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.